Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But we need your help in spreading the word as America is threatening to either go through revival, repentance, and restoration, or will we slide off into the abyss of history? And we are in the, shall we say, the majority. I mean, Top Gun, they say Tom Cruise is going to make $200 million for a non-woke film. So people are voting with their pocketbooks. This is why they want to bring in digital. They got to control what we do. So ladies and gentlemen, you have a choice. You can be a spectator and watch us slide into the abyss, or you can get busy in productive and meaningful ways and try to save the Republic. And this is really where we're at, and we're going to explore these issues today with our guest, Bob Griswold. First, I need to let you know, the days of getting your storable food in an economy right now that they're choking the food supply, they're moving us into food extinction, so to speak, as I like to call it. Okay, well, you can decide to be a participant in that and do nothing, or you can decide to do something. But for your personal preparation, you better buy as much storable food as you can. We like to say 2 years in seeds. I'm not even saying that now. I'm saying your job right now is to protect your family and keep acquiring, keep acquiring. You know the details on how good the storable food is in terms of meeting your needs. It is high in calorie, which is what you want in storable food. And it's there. We're meeting the needs. A lot of businesses are on storable food have gone away. We suspect they've sold out to the government, but that's their business. We are still on target, but I don't know how on target we can be given the economy and given the restrictions that are coming. The government wants you totally dependent on them. And the same thing is true with water filtration. You could be scavenging for water. Announced blackouts are going to ravage this country, and we don't know how long they're going to last. Hours, a week, a day, we don't know. And so you may have to scavenge for water, and you need water filtration. The Alexa Pure Pro water filter is on its last legs because of supply. And I'm the lone vendor in the United States right now, and we're going to keep selling until there's no more. And we recommend that you have one filter per person. And the reason we're saying that is because you might be scavenging for volume. And so waterwithdave.com. Those are the two biggies. The other is this. If you have any assets at all, you don't have to be a millionaire. If you have any assets at all, you better be diversified. The rich are printing the dollar through the Federal Reserve, and they're using those extra dollars that are driving you into the poorhouse with inflation. They're buying gold. They're buying silver. They tell you, you can't do it. Well, you need to be outside this digital system that's coming. So gold and silver, protecting assets, protecting IRAs, this is what you need to be doing as well, so you have as soft as landing as possible. Call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. I'm not just an advertiser. I'm a multi-time customer ready to go back for another round with Noble Gold. By the way, if you don't want to talk to anybody and you want to just find out about it at first, you can go to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com and order electronic material. But you'll have to call them because they're trained not to pester. Ladies and gentlemen, these are three things I think you need to really, really look at. Now, if you're one of the 1,000 Americans, 40% of us that have less than $1,000, if you're one of the Americans that have less than $1,000, I should say, you should go buy food. Okay, I'm being very serious. But we try to bring you products here that will add to your survivability, and these are certainly three of them. Also, check us out on thecommonsenseshow.tv. Well, Bob Griswold doesn't need any introduction. You should know he has an extensive background in matters of which he speaks about on this program on a regular basis. Bob's been on vacation with his lovely wife. They are back, and we're glad to have him back in the saddle. And we're going to be talking about some very pertinent current events. But basically what we're going to be looking at here are elements that are adding to the takeover of this country. Bob, welcome back to the show. Glad you guys are back safely and glad you're back in the saddle, so to speak.
It's good to be back. You know, I do need a vacation from my vacation. My wife and I, even though I'm in my 60s and she's in her 50s, please forgive me, honey. She looks like she's in her 30s.
Hey, listen, I can tell you, that's true. I've met Bob's wife a couple of times at some of the events we've been at. That's true. I'll just say this nicely. Bob's a great guy, but he married up.
Well, you know, Dave, I get that comment all the time. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Even my best friend tells me about it. He goes, Bob, you don't deserve her. You know, you don't deserve her. What did you do? I should write a book on the secret of me doing it. I could probably sell a million copies of, you know.
Well, you know, Bob, it's kind of interesting.
Lonely hearts men out there.
You don't want to mess with your wife either, because
she is a third dan black belt. She has a pretty large martial arts school. And as I tell everybody else, she's also a naturopathic doctor. So, when she first got her, third dan, I went out and got her business cards made that she would not give to anybody. It said, Roxanne Griswold, naturopathic doctor, third dan black belt, I can kill you or cure you.
And, I like that.
Yeah, well, she didn't like it. She goes, I don't like giving those out to anybody. But anyhow, we did have a wonderful time up in Newport where I went. That's where I was born, and it's a beautiful city. You know, just time alone with my bride. And, you know, David, you know this, running a business and doing podcasting and all that, it is a demanding thing. And that's why, you know, I would take this time, and I want to thank those, first of all, that have prayed for you and I over the years, because it is demanding. It can have a lot of stress with it. There's a certain vulnerability to it. I mean, we're putting ourselves out there, the tip of the spear. And, you know, we need prayer for that. I know my health's been under attack at times with COVID and some other things, and I know you've had some issues with health, and we need to be, we ask people to pray for us and pray for our families, you know, for divine protection over us, because that's where we stand. You know, this world hates us. Jesus made it very clear that it hates us, and yet we operate in this environment. We have a lot of people that hate us, that want to destroy us, and other people like us, they want to destroy us. But you know, God is faithful to protect us, and we do, and He does that a lot of times through the agency of people praying for us. So I specifically ask for prayer for myself and my family, and I would also say to pray for you and Steve and Doug Hagman and Mike Adams and a host of others that are out there doing God's work. I think of Craig Sawman Sawyer, working with Veterans for Child Rescue. And, you know, I know he's vulnerable because he's really tipping over a big apple cart when you start attacking a pedophilia. So we ask for prayer for those things. And, you know, Dave, you mentioned, I'm just going to go into it quickly, an extinction level event. You were talking about that with food. Well, let's just call it a fee instead of an LE. You know, that's what that extinction level event, LE. Let's call it a fee, like what you charge. It's called a food extinction event. And that's what we see going on right now, is a fee. FEE, a food extinction event. And that's what it's exactly designed to do, is to cause the extinction of a great portion of the people of the world. The ones that are not extinct are going to be forced into a digital currency, a digital environment, the metaverse, all things digital. Dave, I was even reading just an article the other day how far they plan on taking this. They are creating Android children. And they say in the next 20 years or so that human reproduction will be a thing of the past, that people will then go to these human-like little children, so you can fulfill the need of wanting children and yet not have to have the burden on the planet. I mean, how much of a Luciferian doctrine do you have to be deceived by to think that children are a burden on the planet? You know, children are the most innocent among us. They bring joy to a lot of people, grandparents. I mean, just seeing my posterity, Dave, from a personal perspective of my children, my grandchildren, and even my one great-granddaughter, the blessing that I see of that heritage that God has given me, it's overwhelming at times because I do not deserve it. And yet this New World Order, you know, based on the Luciferian doctrine and the principles of Satan, is not benevolent towards anyone. They're not even benevolent towards each other. I mean, you know, even though it was a total sideshow, two people that, you know, that that have been totally indoctrinated into the, you know, the world order, the Heard Depp trial, it was all show. But you just see that, I mean, the hatred is, you cannot compartmentalize the hate they have. This is why I tell people all the time, do not be caught up into the hate, which is so easy to do. And this is what they want us to do. They want me to hate the black man. They want the yellow man to hate the black man. They want the white man to hate this guy. And so it's they're trying to create this system of absolute hate. And, you know, the words of Jesus of loving your brother, you know, and as a Bible believing Christian, we all come from one blood. I don't care what color you are, you know, what shade of, you know, white or brown or whatever you are, we all come from one blood. And so being pulled into this circle of hate that we see going on the planet today, and especially hatred towards children, we really need to make sure that we do not get caught into that net, because it is a large net, and it's catching a lot of people right now, and some of them I wouldn't have suspected, but we just need to make sure that we do not fall under that deception, because Jesus warned us that as we approach the end of the age, we will see mass deception on the planet, and that's what we're seeing right now. Delusional deception. People thinking things that are absolutely cannot be possible. You cannot change chromosomes. You cannot do it. I don't care how much you think you want to do it. You can't do it. You know, again, I read a meme the other day, Dave, that was saying, you know, here are the people that say we can change the global climate. We can, by force of will, change the biology of a person, but we can't provide baby formula. I mean, do you really want to entrust yourself to those people? Because going back to the food thing, Dave, the globalists are taking over the food system. There was an article I think I read a couple months, maybe a month or so ago, on the Burning Platform, and I just want to reread it. And this is a story at a glance. It's from the Burning Platform. The globalist takeover is coming at us from every possible angle. Whether we're talking about biosecurity, I mean, that's just my, you know, who I am. COVID, smallpox, monkeypox. You know, how all this proliferation of diseases is just coming on humanity out of the blue all of a sudden. You know, for thousands of years, everything was going on. We had plagues and stuff, but now we're seeing this multifaceted, you know, threat level from viruses and bacteria, whatever, hitting the human race, and it just, we're supposed to believe it all happened at once. Finance. You know, we see this, they're controlling every aspect of finance. That's why they want to get rid of the paper money. And the push towards it is a lot further along than what I think people realize, of pushing the world into a digital currency. Housing. Look at BlackRock. Dave, I'm telling you, there's not a week that doesn't go by that I get a letter in the mail wanting to buy my property.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's all BlackRock, too.
I know.
BlackRock and Vanguard.
Yeah, they want to buy it. So they want to buy up all the housing on the planet, healthcare, energy, transportation, food. It's a, you know, just think of this. They are right now on the precipice of controlling the protein on the planet, because they want to get rid of meat, and they want to introduce their syntho meat, their Franken meat, so that that's your protein source. No longer can you able to go down to the grocery store and get, you know, farm raised beef or chicken. You're going to get their syntho meat. This system is so far along, and Dave, I hope I'm not jumping around too many places, but I want to put a...
Don't leave that thought. Hold on, I'm going to slow you down here, because in the UK, they're doing an experiment in some of their schools. Kids are being forced to eat bugs at lunch.
I know. Well, they'll add Tabasco sauce to them or something. Make it, you know, so this is, you know, bug a la mode or whatever. You know, bug almondine. But this is, it's all under this umbrella, all of this. And this is where I tell people all the time, unless you understand the nature if you don't understand if you cannot interpret the intelligence the way it's supposed to be interpreted, you're going to come to the wrong conclusions. I had some gentlemen that were with Russ Distar's ministry in our store yesterday, and we started talking, and we were mentioning that, and I've used that example before. Two people fighting, you don't know why they're fighting, and you can't come up with a proper solution unless you know the reason why they're fighting. And the same thing, unless you understand where all this is going and why it's going there, you're never going to come to the proper conclusion. conclusions. And then when the reality of it hits you, you're going to realize I've worked hard, but it's been not very productive because I haven't understood the nature of what's coming at me. And what is coming at us, Dave, is nothing less than the Great Reset, aka the Great Tribulation. That's what is coming at humanity at light speed right now. And, you know, there are people that are preparing for this in a totally secular nature that are going to be totally incapable of handling the spiritual aspect of what we see coming, because this is a dark agenda. I was just listening to a book called The Dark Path, and it was written by a Christian guy, and he was talking about, you know, how the Luciferians have maintained and get control of the world, how they maintain and get control of a particular industry, like music or news or whatever, and the promises they make these people. Real Luciferian promises, the same promise that Lucifer promised Jesus: if you bow down and serve me, I will give you all this. And how these people from the music, the government, the news industry, education, all of them, they are promised a kingdom. Now, it's a decaying kingdom, it's a kingdom that cannot maintain its promises for eternity, but it's a kingdom that where they get wealth, fame, power, and more people we see willing to sell their soul into this type of lifestyle, and the righteous are being silenced and shut up, and they're designed for the righteous, those that are godly, is to put us into camps and to starve us and to eliminate us, because they want this, what they think is going to be a Luciferian holiday on the planet. And that's what the Great Reset says: we're going to give you a global utopia. Well, you know, we've seen the global utopias before, and they've been microcosms of what this coming global utopia. Hitler had a global utopia. Mao Zedong had a global utopia. Stalin had a global utopia. And
let's
a lot
use
of body
the word. Let's use the word. Yeah. Genocide.
Yeah, genocide. Well, that's what is in plan for us right now. And so unless we understand the spiritual aspect of why they're doing this and how they're doing it, we're going to come to the wrong conclusions. We'll think we can prepare for this strictly by buying stuff or doing things, but we have to understand that there's a spiritual power that is operating against humanity right now. Its design seeks to murder every human being on the planet, including those that are actually serving him. I mean, you look at the famous movie stars, the famous rock singers, all these people that have bowed down to the dark side, and you know their lives were snuffed away from them. You look at what they do through abortion; they snuff out the life of the most innocent in society before they're even born. And now they're even saying, I watched some of these demon possessed people actually saying that the mother has the choice to decide whether she can murder her baby after it's born, even months after it's born. So we have to correctly understand this, and the only way to correctly understand it is through the lens of biblical truth. And so all this going on is designed for one thing: to cause our death. Now, the good news is this, that Jesus said he warns us. He warned us in the Synoptic Gospels. When you see these things happening, there was warnings, and it was warnings to save our lives. He'd flee, get out of it. And not necessarily that we can flee maybe the physical circumstance, even though that will be a lot of it. I would strongly recommend anybody in a big city consider moving to a smaller city. But we also have to flee from the system of this world, learn how to operate outside the system of this world. You were talking about it, maybe relocating assets, working outside the system of this world so that you're not dependent on their Franken meat and Franken burgers and Franken corn, you know, that you learn how to operate outside that. That you can create maybe in a barter economy, that you no longer, you know, are plugged into their medicines, because their medicines, as we know, we've seen, are designed to cause harm to the elite. I mean, Mike Adams, I think, did a story the other day. Now, the explosion of cancers and all these other heart disease and strokes, after, you know, we went through this 2 years of injecting everybody with this mRNA vaccine. You know, a more traditional way, my wife is very good at this. She does it to me all the time, and I face some health issues. You know, hey, honey, you know, just take this here, take this herb, this herb, this herb, take this, do this. And, you know, I can tell you, you not necessarily get the result like if you take a pill and all of a sudden, you know, like a hydrocodone or something like that. It gives you a quick pain relief, but with an addiction problem with it, there are substances in nature that you can take to help relieve pain, swelling, and all these other, you know, things that our bodies are afflicted with, that if we use them on a regular basis, prevent it from even happening. And so when he says, come out from among the system of this world, this is exactly what we need to do. Well, we don't get our news from, you know, the mainstream news media. I mean, that's like eating out of a toilet bowl and not a clean one. We don't get our education from pedophile government schools that indoctrinate our children with communism. This is what it means, come out from among them, Dave, and be separate. Touch no unclean thing. And now, if anybody can call me up and tell me that public education is not unclean, if anybody can call me up and explain to me why, you know, medicine is not unclean or all these other aspects are not unclean, then I'll be glad to entertain it. I mean, we have them on the program. We can have a debate. But
Bob, I can do one better. I've got friends I would categorize as liberal, but they reject a lot of this stuff. And there are still schools out there that are, a lot of them are small towns, run by competent administrators that reject this nonsense. They'd no more do CRT than they'd sell their kids into bondage. So
I agree, Bob,
but they're not. Let's put it this way, they're increasingly becoming in the minority.
Yeah, here's my rub with that, and I'm just going to be honest, is that in Romans 1, the gateway to depravity is the denial of God as creator. There's not a public school in the United States that can teach. Now, there might be individuals that say they believe in creation and the God that created the world and created them, but as a policy, public schools deny God as creator. If you read the litany of what happens to humanity after that, just go back to 1962 when they took prayer out of the schools, basically, that was it. Every social ill exploded on America. I mean, not just double, triple, quadruple, it exploded like a bomb. Is sexually transmitted diseases, divorce, all these things just exploded on us. And our children from... Because I remember it, going up, Pledge of Allegiance, saying the Lord's Prayer in school, I mean, and where we had respect for our teachers, all this. Today, you know, largely, a lot of these schools, not everyone, but largely, they're just centers where Marxism is taught. I mean, just in our little community across from us, the county across from us, McMinn County, they just arrested some people, a little Christian community, pedophilia. Teacher was having sex with the students. So it goes, that's what I'm saying. If you don't understand the intelligence from a spiritual perspective, you can come to wrong conclusions. And when you deny that God is creator as a public policy, bad things are going to happen. And they're going to get worse and worse and worse until the society is absolutely and catastrophically destroyed. And we're, I think, very, very close to that. And so going back to an earlier statement I made, you know, God does warn people. You know, in the Synoptic Gospels, he said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded, come out from among them. And in the book of Proverbs, the wise man sees trouble from afar and you know, escapes, basically. He hides himself. In the book of Revelation, God provides a pathway for the righteous to escape the persecution of the Antichrist. So this principle of God protecting people throughout history is there, and in order to obtain that promise, like Psalm 91 says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, the precursor to that, or the requirement of that, is you have to dwell in the presence of the Almighty. You can't dwell in the presence of the world and then expect the rest of that psalm to be applicable to you. It won't work. We have to spend that time in them. Because, again, Dave, going back just to the situation of the world, and I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but we have a lot of material to cover. Right now, in Colombia, it's one of the oldest democracies on the planet. We have an ex-leftist rebel that, you know, there was a tie runoff between, there's three candidates, two of them tied, so there's going to be a runoff June 19th. That election is going to signal a lot to what happens in South America. And why do we care about South America? Well, you know, South America has some of the largest oil reserves on the planet, titanium, diamonds, rare earth minerals. I mean, it just the list goes on and on and on. So let's just hypothesize that Gustavo Petro, the leftist, you know, thug that, you know, murdered people in revolution, wins this election. Do you think he's going to be bringing people in with him? Like the Chinese or the Russians, they're going to be in there in our backyard with a base, an applicable base, so they can come in and set up shop and do whatever they want to do in our hemisphere. I mean, the Monroe Doctrine, I think the last one that applied it was Reagan, but that's going to be completely out the door. It already is, but it's just going to get worse. If the other candidate wins, you just know that the leftists are not going to take it well, and there's going to be insurrection and violence. And if you don't think that's going to happen, just look what they did to Donald Trump, and supposedly one of the most stable democracies on the planet, the republics on the planet. You know, his whole presidency was marked by, leftists trying to unseat him from power. So that's where it's at. But Dave, it doesn't get any better. Israel right now are conducting, they did conduct the largest war games, I guess, in their history, of a simulated attack on Iran to take out Iran's nuclear power facilities. Iran's just not going to sit down there and just say, well, look, they're just practicing. They know what's coming. And that's why I'm saying hide yourself in the shadow of the Almighty, because if you look at, you know, the Russia thing's not over with. Quite frankly, I think Russia's going to probably end up on top on this thing because they have China backing them. They've almost recovered all the stuff that we did with them as far as their sanctions with oil. The world needs oil, and you know, if the United States isn't buying it, they can do it elsewhere. We see China right now. Did you hear the leaked conversation the other day from the Chinese General Assembly that they plan on invading Taiwan soon? Did you hear that, Dave?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, the one thing I'm going to say here, Bob, is I want to address Central America, and I've got really good sources on this. Central America is following Putin, and not that they align with him with Ukraine. They align with him with precious metals because they're not going to subject their nations to digital.
Bingo.
In fact, I know for a fact that AMLO kicked out the U.S. Diplomatic Corps, and he said, and I'll clean this up for radio purposes, he said, you tell your leader we are not his blanking colony. Get the hell out of here and take your digital with you. And so all of Latin America is lining up this way. Now, the wild card's the one you're talking about with this dictator. But I don't know where he'll come down on this. But there's another parallel country that's also in jeopardy, too. And that's Brazil, run by Bolsonaro.
Yes, it is.
The communists are trying to unseat him using the same tactics as the left did with Trump. Exactly the same tactics.
Well, and with Trump in there, he understood the dynamic of having communist aggression in our hemisphere. And he did whatever he could do, even though the resistance was not so much from coming from South America, the resistance was coming from the leftist parties in the United States, because, I mean, they have a lot of stronghold in the bureaucracy of the United States, so they did everything they could to prevent him from, you know, aiding any of our allies in winning elections where, you know, freedom would reign and not tyranny. I mean, we've seen, puppet dictator after puppet dictator in South America get in power and only to destroy what's left of an economy and to kill his people, imprison his people. And what you see going on there right now is setting the stage up for that. You know, we go back to Henry Kissinger. He controls the food, controls the people. He who controls the energy controls continents. He who controls the money controls the world. And so what you said is absolutely true. They know that the United States is pushing for this digital currency because they want to encompass the world with it, which I would say would be the Antichrist system. And they do not want to go along with this. They have, I mean, Venezuela, they have tremendous gold reserves down there. And the digital currency, even though they will neutralize the benefit of that, even though we'll still go in and mine it and keep it for ourselves, what it'll do is it'll make the average person, they cannot access the power of those assets. Because if you're not operating through that digital currency, you can't operate at all. They'll keep the gold. They'll keep all those minerals. They'll use those like oligarchs do. But you will be locked out. And that's what we see going on in the world right now. And I think we mentioned this in an earlier program. Two economic systems are at war with one another. a digital economic system and a standard economic system that the world has used for 6,000 years. You know, where you have an exchange of goods, an exchange of something that represents money, gold, silver, whatever, and you exchange goods with it. That system versus a system where only those who are enabled can have access to the system, and only those who are politically correct can have access to the upper echelons of that system. You know, you just think of Rush Limbaugh, from rags to riches. I mean, that story will go away because you'll no longer be able to control your money, your assets. It'll all be controlled for you. And someone like Rush Limbaugh today would say, no, you can't have access to radio. You can't have access to this. You can't control that. And so his whole ability to earn and raise himself out of, you know, a lower income strata and to the probably multimillionaire he was, will be gone for the average person. That's what they want. That's what we're facing. And, you know, behind it all is this Luciferian system. So, Dave, when you say buy gold, when you say buy assets or food, you have to understand that the phrase that all wealth comes from the earth. You cannot make zeros and ones in an electronic ether world wealth. I don't care how hard you try. You cannot do that. It's impossible because they have no wealth. Yeah, and that's why the elitist will force that on you. The elitist will force the bug meat on you. But we all know Bill Gates loves gourmet hamburgers. We all know that they eat the finest of foods. We all know that even though they're shoving climate change down our throats, they fly to their global summit in what? Private jets, consuming massive amounts of you know, fuel, producing tons of, you know, carbon dioxide. So it will be a system of tyranny unlike the world has ever seen.
Well, it's the Antichrist. But Bob, I want to interject one more thing here. Ukraine is the manifestation of these competing ideologies economically.
Absolutely.
And this is where World War III could start from. And I'm not saying it's starting tomorrow, next week, next month, but it could eventually become Armageddon, but in a different location.
Yeah, you know, the Russians have said it already has started. The Russians said that numerous times that World War III has already began. And keep in mind, from the day of Pearl Harbor, 1941, it was in the 30s that all the preamble to the World War II was building. I mean, China was on an aggressive move. You know, the Germans went into Sudetenland and, you know, the Czechoslovakia and all that. It wasn't until they finally went into Poland that the world said this is enough. And even then, we didn't get involved with the war over there. It wasn't until 1941, December 7th, when the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor, that the United States entered the war officially. Here we are. And I want to draw a historic parallel to that real quick. Here we are. So we know the war starts in 1941, but we could be at 1939, 1940. And a lot of people thought, you know, nothing like this would ever happen. Pearl Harbor will never be bombed, you know, but we were drug into the costliest, messiest, deadliest war the world had ever known. And it was largely over money. You know, we had cut the Japanese off from a lot of resources, and they felt compelled to go into Asia to get those resources. They saw us as an entity that would prevent them from doing it, and that's why Pearl Harbor happened. Today, what are we doing? The same thing in Ukraine. We've cut Russia off from a lot of natural resources, which forcing them to go into Asia. They're going into Asia, China. Doing the same thing, and it's a historic parallel to World War II, and we're going to be surprised one day, like, Pearl Harbor II? How did that ever happen? Well, I mean, we don't learn from history, but history teaches us what's going to happen.
There's one other parallel, Bob, and that's the McCollum 8-point plan, and this is what Biden's doing. Let me explain the 8-point plan very quickly. It was devised by a man in the Pentagon, a naval officer, and it was called the McCollum 8-point plan. We were worried, based on information from Jewish refugees, that Germany was building a bomb of horrific proportions. And Roosevelt even said in his conversation with Einstein, he said, I think what you're trying to tell me, and he told Szilard this too, that the Germans are building bombs that could destroy cities. And they said, yes. Now, fortunately, there was sabotage inside the German Uranium Club from Heisenberg, and he wouldn't allow it to come to market, and he was in charge. But he knew how to do it. But back to the McCollum plan, Roosevelt knew this. And so the best way to get involved in stopping Nazi Germany was to get Japan to attack us. And that's what the 8-point plan was about. Cut off the Japanese oil reserves, their ability to industrialize, invade their territorial waters with your presence militarily, provoke them to attack. And this is exactly what Biden is doing to Putin. By introducing more and severe weapons on a progressive basis, he's pushing Putin over the edge. Instead of trying to de-escalate and stop the conflict, Biden's trying to inflame things to lead to World War III. It's the McCollum plan in the modern era.
Precisely. That's exactly what's going on, all based on money. But, and, you know, we see the alliances happening right now. The historic parallel is there. The Axis and the Allied powers are aligning. China, Russia, parts of South America, Iran, North Korea, possibly even India, are aligning against us because they understand what's involved. They understand if the United States gets the digital currency like we so desire, we will absolutely exert complete control over the whole planet. They understand this. Most American people don't understand it. They have no clue about this. It's just something that they just see coming and they don't understand. And if they did understand, Dave, people would be absolutely up in arms over it because it is going to control every aspect of your life. We think a lot of times this is hyperbole or fear porn or whatever the people call it, but you cannot imagine a world where you are not going to be able to access anything unless somebody else above you, more power than you, says you can access it. Dave, let me ask you a question. Do you think that system could be exploited? If I have power over you and your family, well, Dave, I need you to do this for me.
This was covered before in a movie, 1975, starring James Caan, good actor, and the movie was called Rollerball. And in the movie, they portrayed, here's a singular answer to your question. In the movie, they portrayed a society that was so authoritarian that if a man of a higher rank wanted the wife of someone of a lower rank, they took them. So here was this guy who was like the Michael Jordan in his sport, and he lost his wife to someone who was higher on the food chain.
Dave,
and that's the answer to your question.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. I didn't know if I wanted to mention it because I'm going to bring some other things into that discussion real quick here. But the head of the Soviet secret police, when the communists formed, that's exactly what he did. He deemed all women to be property of the state, so that the state had the right over their bodies. And he would just drive, I forgot his name, but you can look it up. He would just drive down the street and see a woman he wanted and yank her into the car and then abuse her. And you know, that happened. Women were considered state property when the Soviet Union first formed. And the guy ahead of the secret police, I mean, he did it. Eventually he was hung for what he did, but you know, he abused, and his underlings abused quite a few people, because when you give that kind of power over to people, it's not good. But that's exactly what they seek. Now, I'm going to be very delicate here. I just downloaded an article off Zero Hedge, and it talks about Hunter. I mean, you know, there was times that Hunter sent his homemade porn links to his dad, according to this article. You know, him making porn movies, and he would send the link that was on Pornhub to his father, or at least somebody called dad. Now, I don't notice that. But some of his searches on different things were older women who were addicted to cocaine porn, incest fantasies. That's what Zero Hedge is reporting. These people... he loved filming himself having sex with prostitutes and then uploading it to his Pornhub account. Now, Dave, if you have people like that in charge, and you can read the article because it gets a lot more graphic than that, and I'm just not going to talk about some of it. If you have people like that in charge and you don't think those kind of people would abuse the system, then, I mean...
I can't let this pass without saying this. I totally 100% agree with you. That obviously Biden is involved in this. He was sent this, and you know, birds of a feather flock together. But listen, we already have the indications. Touch the little hairs on my leg, little girl. Let me sniff your hair. And we've seen all this stuff, and they've kind of kept Biden isolated in that regard now. But he did all this, and then there's the diary that surfaced about Biden and his daughter in the shower.
Yeah.
So we're dealing
diary
with supreme hedonistic perversion in the White House. And Obama's no different. They used to call him Bathhouse Barry when he was in Chicago. And it's not something I really talk about, because it kind of takes us off the point of where we want to be. But if you're talking about impugning moral character to explain why we have such bad leadership and how they can endorse such perversion, well, I think we're describing it pretty well.
Well, that's the people, and that's why the world understands that. They understand a lot, and they've been victims of the U.S. exploiting their natural resources and political systems and so forth. They've been victims of that, and they understand that when the U.S. imposes a global currency on them, that every aspect of their lives will be controlled. And as you said, just like in the Roman days, I think Caligula was one of them, that if he was at a party and he saw your wife right in front of you, he would take her and make her do whatever he wanted to do and then come out and brag about it in front of everybody. If you tell me, if this story on Zero Hedge is true about the Bidens, and then they do those types of things, just think if you gave them power, complete power over your life, that you could not say no to them. Oh, you can't eat unless, we get your little girl. You can't eat unless you give us your property. You can't. These people have such degenerate moral character, or lack of moral character, that there's nothing that they hide in the fantasies of their mind that they would not manifest and project upon the people of the United States. And so this is a spiritual war. I always want to draw it back to the Lord Jesus Christ, because this is a spiritual war we face. This is why, Dave, we need to be in the presence of God and His Word. We need to be in prayer, seeking Him. That's why at the beginning of the program, I implored people to pray for us, ask that God protect us. We, as God brings us to mind, and I've talked to my people that have called me from hearing these programs, we pray for them. I'll pray for, if you need prayer, I'll pray with you on the phone. But that's what we need, that spiritual covering, because the darkness is exceedingly dark, darker than what you can imagine, referencing back to that book, The Dark Path. I'd prayerfully listen to that if God leads you to listen to it. But it really does describe the dark path these people are on, and it's a path that most people never hear because their pastors won't talk about it. People like Russ Distar talked about it, and Steve Quayle's talked about it. L.A. Marzulli's talked about it. But the path is extremely dark, and they have to make these Luciferian pledges and promises and rituals that involve blood, death, and other things that I won't talk about. And when they do, they get this temporal pleasure, prosperity. But in manifesting this on a global scale, Dave, this world is in for some difficult years ahead. I personally, I'm not being dogmatic about it, I personally believe this is the entrance to the Great Tribulation.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you.
And the good thing is that the return of Jesus Christ happens right after that. But I would encourage people with what we've talked about, and I think I can tell you we've just scratched the surface again today, that you need to be under the shadow of the Almighty right now. I implore people to be under that shadow, that you can be protected, because that's the only area you're going to find protection. And, God is going to direct you to do things. If you're under His guidance and tutelage, He is going to direct you to do things that the world says are stupid. I mean, people mock us for storing food. What kind of idiot are you? It reminds me of the Outer Limits show when the one guy who built the bomb shelter and everybody mocked him. And then there was a false alarm that the bombs were coming in, and everybody was beating on the door to get in, finally not broke the door down and got in, but then he realized it wasn't happening. That's what those people are. They mock us now, but when God speaks to you and He tells you to do practical things, you better listen. I don't care. To me, I don't care where you get it from, because I want to see people survive this, good people. The righteous do inherit the earth. And I want to see good, righteous people inherit it. And a lot of times it's going to take those physical preparations you made that you'll look back on one day and say, I didn't do this, I didn't buy that, but I bought food. And oh my gosh, I'm so glad I did, because while my neighbors down the street are having to do anything somebody asks of them or their family, I don't have to do that because I have the food security. I have water security. I have the ability to trade outside a digital system. You know, I have these benefits that the Lord God Almighty revealed to me ahead of time, as he did the prophets. He reveals to the prophets spoke to the people, those who listened prospered, those who didn't listen didn't prosper very well at all. I mean, you know, those who listened to Noah, only 8 souls prospered. They inherited the world. Those who didn't were, you know, became fossils. In other words, they were buried under the tons of silt that the great flood brought about on the earth. And we're facing that today. Those who listen to the Lord God Almighty, read his word, pray, and stay in his presence are going to prosper. No matter what happens to us, we're going to prosper, inherit the earth. And those that just go off to perdition, that just look at all these signs that are happening, the global reset, the wars, the famine, the perversion, the taking over of the whole global system, those who ignore that are going to not fare well. They're going to find themselves in great human suffering and probably and possibly in eternal suffering. Because if you don't believe the Lord today, when he's warning you to get ready, when you are seeing yourself and your family exploited because you weren't ready, there's going to be remorse, regret, anger, all those things. In fact, in the book of Revelation, it does say that when God brings these judgment on the planet, instead of repenting, Dave, instead of saying, you know, what's the Latin phrase, mea culpa, I'm my fault, they shake their fist at God and say, I hate you. You know, that's what they do. And we don't have to go there. The wise will inherit the earth. The wise will prepare. The wise will separate themselves from the system of this world. And in doing so, they're going to give themselves the freedom that everybody else will have taken from them. I hope I said that well. But that's,
no,
I
think you're right on the money. But the resistance,
Dave?
Is... Yeah, the... sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, I had my cough button on here. Sorry.
Oh.
There you go. I'm fighting allergies. So, yeah.
I thought we did.
And I started to answer you, and then I started coughing again. Anyway, the one thing I would say to what you just said, and I agree with how you're characterizing it, but Christians think they're going to have an easy time, and they're not. Christians are going to have to go underground. They're going to have to worship in secret in small groups, just like they did in the Soviet Union after Stalin took over. The same kind of deal. Churches will be zoned out of existence. And people go, deep, that'll never happen. Really, well, look at the pandemic. Let's see. Strip clubs and casinos could stay open in California, but Christians couldn't meet.
If that doesn't tell you everything of the Luciferian idea, the righteous are persecuted, the drunk whoremongers are okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what they're perpetrating on the world. And, Dave, again, it comes down to intelligence understanding it. If you can't understand that intelligence, that is parochial. I mean, it's basic. If they want to keep the strip clubs and the bars open, but penalize, and the abortion clinics, of course, and penalize people who go and worship the Lord God Almighty, then that tells you that gives you a reflection of their soul, what they want. People who can send porn links of them having, you know, sex with people, if I can send it to my father, I mean, something seriously bent there. And it is, and those are the people that are controlled. I know I have mixed feelings on Representative or ex-Representative Carthorne. I think he's still Representative until he's inaugurated. The other one's inaugurated. But when he came out and said that Washington is filled with these perverts, you know, and they came out to, they smashed that guy down hard. And methinks, because it's true. And if you just look at the scandal after scandal after scandal that goes on in that town, you have to believe it is true, that it's that whole city is given over to being a reprobate city. You know, Nancy Pelosi's husband, drunk driving, and it was reported recently his drunk driving in his earlier days caused the life of his brother. We can look at these leaders like Pelosi and others and understand that they are totally not in reality. They're intoxicated or drugged out of existence. Their brains have been rotted out of their heads because of the perversion that they've done. And Dave, this is why I'm saying God is warning his people to get ready. I don't want to do it with, you know, any type of fear involved. The only fear I want to generate in people right now is the holy fear, the fear of God, to say I have to obey him, I have to honor him. And in doing so, he will bring me in to the place where I inherit this earth. The righteous will be destroyed. I mean, the wicked will be destroyed. The righteous will inherit the earth. And that's where I want to be. You know, I'm in my 60s, mid-60s. I know, you know, I've lived the best of my life. And I, at this point, and I encourage others to get to the point where you say, you know, I will submit to the Lord. I will use my life to bring him glory in any way I can. And so if I do suffer, I will suffer for him. I know he will still bring me into his kingdom. That the wicked can't say that. The wicked have been promised. I mean, look what Hugh Hefner was promised. Is there any man who had fleshly desires that could not have fulfilled them in a greater way than Hugh Hefner fulfilled them? And yet today, he's gone. You know, Jordan Peterson the other day said this, and it's true about our society, and it should tell you about our society, that an average person today can see more sex, nudity, and perversion than Caligula could in his lifetime. That's our society today. And Dave, if you think that society is going to pan out, I don't.
No, no, and we're going to be adding to the LGBTQ with WHP, White House perversion. And
yes.
This is the nature. I mean, we have men competing as women. I mean, really, we're embracing this. This is what I can't believe. We're embracing it.
Well, going back to Romans 1, John MacArthur has a very good sermon on Romans 1, and I encourage people to listen to it, because if you read, there's a threefold abandonment in Romans 1, where God gives them over, God gives them over, God gives them over. It literally means he abandons them. The last abandonment is an abandonment to insanity, to where they just become, insane. And we see that manifesting in society today. Glenn Beck just read, I don't know the focal points, but there was 4 points he read. You know, is this the bee or not the bee? You know, the Babylon bee or not the Babylon bee? Well, all the stories sounded absolutely insane. And the sad thing is, 3 of the 4 were true. I mean, you, things you wouldn't even believe. You would have read that and go, well, yeah, right, sure. But it was true. That actually happened. And only one of the stories he read was not true. We have been given as a nation and as a world over to divine insanity. That's why this rush to war, because the death cult loves death. That's why this creation, another food plant in Indianapolis, goes up in flames, statistically impossible, goes up in flames, because they understand you don't eat, bad things happen, you die. And when you, in the process of the starving dying, disease comes about. You become, your body becomes a host a lot easier. Your immune system's compromised. They're seeking to purchase up all the water, pollute the water. Groundwater's polluted. So no water to drink. No real good medicine, because your medicine's compromised. You don't know if I'm taking this injection, if it's going to help me or kill me. The news media, corrupting the mind. The school system, corrupting the mind of children. Again, I cannot emphasize strongly enough, Dave, and I didn't intend to take the program this way, and I hope I appreciate you letting me, but come out from among them. We have to develop systems outside the system that they have designed for us. It's like watching Nazi Germany build the death camps, build the railroad system, build all of that they were going to entrap the Jews and a lot of other people. They were going to put them into these death camps, work them to death, and then when they died, they'd incinerate them. That system's being built right now. You still have some choice out there to extricate yourself from that system. If you don't, and you think you can tamper with it and tinker with it, if you're a Christian, you're conservative, you know, any of the hated group, you're going to find yourself on that train one day, and that train's going to head to the death camp, and you're going to. I don't mean to be in any way thing, but the only way out of that death camp is through the chimney. My heart goes out to the Jewish families that suffered. I mean, they suffered horribly for what the Nazis did to them. you know, but that's how they escaped that camp, most of them. Now, there were certain times that Sobibor would be dizzy, but the only way to get out of it was death.
Well, I don't disagree with what you're saying whatsoever, but people don't want to see this. They want to think it can't happen in America. You know what's interesting? There was a guy named Stanley Milgram back in 1961, and he did what was known as the Milgram experiment. It cost him his job. He had to relocate to another university. And he proved that Americans in the right situation, right circumstances, would repeat the behavior of Nazi Germany. And the income and the professional backgrounds of the people, the race, it didn't matter. It was all about following, you know, basically, I'm just following orders. Bob, talk to us about ready-made resources, because I don't want to run out of time before we get to this, because people need to get prepped.
Okay. Well, I just want to mention one thing. We are hosting a course on active shooter scenarios that Doug Thornton and Jamie Walden are going to be putting on here at the beginning of September. More details to come. But they whispered that you might be here. Maybe?
I've been asked to do a presentation on characterizing mass murders, and it's not a simple presentation. I've agreed to take that on, but it's, like I said, it's almost a fool's errand because there's no one clear-cut profile like the FBI likes to give, is what I've discovered. But yes, I'm going to be there. What are the dates, Bob, again? Do you know?
They're firming them up right now. I will have them posted on my website probably next week.
Okay.
So that'll be up and running. But anyhow, my website, as you asked me to give out, is readymaderesources.com. I will say this, never in the 30 years I've been in business have I seen the shortages develop, and not short-term shortages just because of high demand. High demand, no product, and no labor.
Yeah.
Those shortages are going to be permanent. And
Bob, we have 15 seconds left before we have to close. So what's the website?
ReadyMadeResources.com,
800-627-3809. All right, just making a note here. Yes, make yourself tribulation-proof, people. I'm very serious. And part of it's being independent of the system. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you being here. Welcome back, and I'll be in touch. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you
for joining us, too. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.